In Honduras, the men seem to get a bit taller and slimmer again and have a tendency to wear cowboy hats and walk like Gary Cooper. There's a quite wonderful Mayan ruin at Copan where I spend a day. In the grassy clearing, sensuous bodies stand sculpted into stone slabs. Birds sing thrilling songs, and a few adventurous sightseers make pleasant company. But I can't stave off the tiredness and loneliness that is creeping up on me more and more often now. A dirt road takes me 50 miles or so through forest to the frontier of Guatemala at a small border post. On the Honduras side, I pay another dollar to some nebulous authority called Transit, for what I don't know. I paid them on the way in, as well as customs and immigration. They all pretend it's official, but you are lucky to see a receipt, and though a dollar or two is not much, it adds up when you're scraping along. On the Guatemalan side, the first thing I see is a battered desk by the roadside and a little fat man who needs a shave and wears something vaguely like a uniform. He says he is the army, and I have to pay him a dollar. "How do you say in English," he says in English, "when you have too much in the night?" "Hangover," I say. "Hamburger?" "No, hangover." And I write it out for him. "I have a hangover." "I have a hamburger," he reads, entertaining us both. I begin to like him a little, but I'm still pissed off about the dollar. "Can I have a receipt?" I ask, trying to make a nuisance of myself. He laughs happily. "Ha ha! Oh no, this is for me, so that tonight I can make another hamburger." For once, I don't mind losing my dollar. That's how I like my corruption. Honest.